God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. When I was a six-year-old kid, my dad used to have a horse named Music. Music was a paint stallion. In fact, he was the 1974, 73, somewhere in there, world champion paint cutting horse. He was not a mean horse. He was not a bad horse, but he was very much a stallion. He was in charge. He was the man and he knew it. He was very full of vitality and he jumped around a lot. He was very quick, very fast. And so when I was a kid, my dad put me and a friend of mine on the back of Music out at a place we call the Cookout here on the Bill Rice Ranch. And Music very quickly tossed both of us and knocked me cold, knocked me out. For the next year, I was actually afraid of horses. Imagine being afraid of horses when you live on a ranch. But that's where I was. And it occurs to me that that's probably where you are today in a lot of cases, which is to say a lot of the things that we do now are based on what we've experienced in the past. We had something go wrong in our experience, and so we do things a certain way to protect ourselves from repeating some bad experience in the past. You know, the older we become, the more idiosyncratic we become, the more, you know, quirky we become. And part of it is conscious. Much of it's unconscious. And all of it is a matter of our tailoring our actions in the future to our fears and mistakes of the past. That's kind of where the children of Israel were when they came to Deuteronomy chapter 7. What they were going to do, what they were going to choose, what they were going to be in coming days was very largely dependent upon their past. You know, we remember our way into the future. And what I mean by that is you can't technically remember the future because it has not yet occurred. And yet the way you approach the future is often a matter of memory. It's a matter of the way you remember the past. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, there are kind of three words that kind of shape the future that Israel was to have as they came into Canaan land. The first word is the word when, and that speaks to certainty. That speaks to God. Deuteronomy 7:1 says, when the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it. When. It is a word of certainty. This is not an if question. No, God is in charge, and Israel was going to possess this land. When you possess the land that God has promised to you. Later on, Moses makes it clear that God was not dealing with the children of Israel the way he was because they were a great nation numerically. He was dealing with the nation the way he was because of a promise he had made to Abraham years and years before, which is to say, this is injecting a certain amount of certainty into the future, which otherwise would have been completely uncertain. Friend, today, realize that whether you're Jew or Gentile, if you've trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you belong to God, and that puts a certain responsibility, if I can say it that way, on God himself. God owns you, and so that injects a certainty into our life. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but God does, and God holds me. And so when, that speaks to certainty. The second word is the word if. That's not what God will do, but what we can do. We can choose to do. Verse 12 says this, wherefore, Moses says, it shall come to pass if ye hearken to these judgments and keep and do them. So God is always in control, but we always have a choice. And that may seem inconsistent that both those things can be true at the same time, but indeed they are. God is in control. God will win when you come into the land. But we have choices every day that do affect the future in ways, I don't know how that can be, but they do. If you do and obey and listen and hearken to God, then these things will happen. If you rebel against God, a separate set of things will happen. So when, that's certainty. If, that's choice. Because speaks to why both the when and the if would be true in Israel's particular case. Verse 8 says, but because the Lord loved you and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, therefore he's going to bring you into this land. It's not because you're a great people numerically. It's because of who you are in relationship to God. So all that to say this, courage equals memory, what you remember. Again, we remember our way into the future, which is to say Israel was given a choice with an uncertain future. They could either remember who God is and how God had taken care of them before and therefore have courage going into the future, or they could choose to forget all that God had been and all that God had done and worry needlessly about the future. In verse 18 of chapter 7, Moses says to the children, "Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shalt well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh." Likewise, in the previous chapter, the Bible says, when your kids ask you, what is the meaning of all these testimonies that God has given us? Then you remind them, we were bondmen and God freed us from captivity. Verses 19 and 20, the Bible says, "So shall the Lord thy God do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid." Verse 20, "Moreover, the Lord thy God will send the hornet among them." So will and shall, this speaks to certainty. Again, later on in chapter 7, the Bible, Moses reminds him, "Thou shalt not be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is among you." Look, are you living by faith or are you living by fear? Memory is not subjective. In other words, we don't merely remember the things that happened as facts, as they actually are. We remember our sort of playwright of them. We remember our feelings about them. So much of what I remember is my take on events that actually happened. Look, your memory is not objective. It's subjective. It's prone to your interpretation of it. But God is the surest reality that there is. And what that means is my courage going into tomorrow hinges on my memory of who God is and what He's done for me in the past.